Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
I'm going to take a page out of the Bert Weiss radio handbook where it only takes one phone call.
Okay. We had one of those earlier.
Yeah, it only takes one phone call. Here's the story. Jessica and I, if you've ever seen us, we come back from vacation, love to take pictures, take a ton of pictures. We have pictures on the wall in our house. We have photo albums, whatever. But one of her complaints was that she, the cameras that we use, I always buy like nice cameras because I want to take nice pictures, but it's not convenient to carry in a tiny little going out purse, which, mm-hmm. She wears. I'm not going to sling a camera over my shoulder to, go to Vision or something. So in the store a few days ago, and I find this digital camera that's like 3 inches long, half inch thick. It's a good quality camera. It's on sale, and I bought it. So it has been living in Jessica's purse since then.
And you're in like gadget heaven.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, it's a cool basic.
It's annoying. I'll tell you why in a second.
Well, it's only annoying because you are one of the people that I'm about to talk about.
Every time you go out with Jeff now, he's got this camera and he's snapping pictures left and right. There's not a private moment. It's like having your own private paparazzi around or the guy from American Beauty.
I love that. Let's go out more often.
So we go to Vision on Saturday night, which, as fun as it was, there were some ugly moments. Mm-hmm. See Bert's eye. But the camera was out and I was probably only holding it a third of the time. Like, it was just getting passed around, and people were taking pictures of their friends, whatever, yada, yada.
You must have given it to Rodney Ho.
Yeah, no, he brought his own. So everybody was taking different pictures, and so when I got home, it was cool to download them all and look at them all and see all the stuff, like, stuff that I didn't even see happening, but somebody was holding the camera and got caught on film. And then I put them up on a site so I could share them with everybody who participated in that evening. Well, I got more than one phone call with requests to remove pictures. I'm not going to name who it was or what was going on in the pictures, but more than one phone call to take pictures down off the website for one reason or another.
Yeah, I'll volunteer and say I was the first.
I was going to say, is one of them a married man staring at you right now?
Yeah, but it didn't have anything to do with married. It just had to do with, he had these really close-up pictures of that lump on my head as soon as it happened. And I was just so embarrassed by it that I didn't want somebody downloading it and then sending it around because I'm embarrassed by the whole situation.
Sure.
You know?
No, I only was describing you as married because there's two men in the room staring at Jeff and you're the only married one.
Okay.
I wasn't saying like in reference to the picture. She wasn't talking about me.
Well, Bert wanted to take it down because he didn't want his head twin to be sent all around the broadcast industry.
It's just embarrassing.
Head twin.
But there were other people who wanted him down because some people were doing things they shouldn't have been doing. Other people were touching people they shouldn't have been touching. Some people were showing things they shouldn't have been showing. Like.
But Jeff, don't you take some responsibility knowing that you are putting these? I mean, it's almost like what happens at Vision stays at Vision, and you were putting it on the internet.
I've never heard that rule.
But I mean, these are your friends that are getting drunk and doing things that they normally do.
And they were all
do.
There.
And you were taking pictures of it.
And Melissa's saying, and there you are taking compromising positions.
You're weird.
Pictures of all your friends.
I didn't take most of them. Like, I was shocked when I got them. Like, people were doing stuff in pictures that they wouldn't have done in front of me.
Right.
So anyways.
So you were laughing when you posted them.
Yes. So the phone calls came in yesterday. Hey, man, would you mind taking down number 101? Hey, if it's cool, is there any way you can... So I just, I took them down. I'm not out to get anyone or anything. But I started to think, this is how blackmail begins.
True.
Like, definitely.
I've obviously got a photograph.
Oh, who are you going to blackmail?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I could...
He's got a couple of names that he really, because if my pictures are up and it's just a lump on my head and they're sent around, it's embarrassing, but there's nothing that could really get me in trouble with my family or friends about. He's got pictures of people that would really be incriminating.
Do the listeners know the website?
No.
No, and we're not going
to
tell
them. They're not going to.
No.
Oh. Well, see, I was going to start blackmailing people.
Why? Yeah.
Send me some money, Western Union, by 10 o'clock, or I'll give out the website.
That's a good point.
It is a good point.
So that's how blackmail begins. So if this ever occurs again, because I fully intend on having the camera, because pictures are cool, So if this comes up again at some point in the future,
you're going to start losing a lot of friends. They're going to start stop inviting you out.
See, that's a plus for Jeff. Just he doesn't want a lot of friends anyway.
Listen, just behave yourself. If you're not hitting yourself in the head with a beer bottle, then you don't have a lump on the website.
Well, Bert doesn't have much to worry about. That's just kind of vanity.
It's just embarrassing.
Want ugly pictures up of you.
Worst comes to worst, yeah. I mean, listeners download it. They think I'm an idiot. You probably already do. Not a big deal. But there are some in there where there are some people hooking up that should not be hooking up.
Relationships that we know would be over.
So anyways.
Dude! I gotta know who it is!
For future reference, is there anyone listening right now who is currently in or has ever been in a blackmail situation?
And I think it's such an interesting question because you see blackmail all the time, like in movies and on TV, but it doesn't seem to me like it's anything that's really ever viable. Like every now and then, I guess you hear about like a movie star or a baseball player that's being blackmailed, but it never really happens in everyday life. So I'm really interested to see if we'll even get one phone call from somebody that has ever been in any kind of blackmail situation at all.
I bet like divorces around any kind of legal action. I bet there's been those at least at the movies, the manila envelopes where you have pictures in black and white and you're meeting behind a park somewhere.
Yeah.
That type stuff.
Maybe that's
happening.
What I should do is blow these up to like 8x10 on black and white.
Oh, good God.
And put them in an envelope, and then I go there and they slide over. They set down a briefcase full of cash, and I set down a briefcase that just has that envelope in it, and then we get up and leave and take the other briefcase.
So if anybody calls with a blackmail story, we can put them on the voice.
Oh, yeah,
stuff,
for sure.
Right?
For sure.
Absolutely.
If you've ever been in any kind of blackmail, you were the one doing the blackmailing, you got blackmailed, you knew of somebody, want to know if this happens in real people time. We need the voice disguiser for all of these calls. And these are all fake names also. Good morning, Ashley. You're on all the hits, Q100.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the voice disguiser. No way we can recognize your voice.
Okay, good.
What's up?
So, yeah, about 3 years ago, I keyed some guy's car in a drunken fit, really. In the city of Atlanta. And I get a call from his lawyer about a week later that there was a surveillance camera with my license plate on it. And I was shown doing an act of vandalism. But I never heard back. But then he started calling probably about a month later and would demand sexual favors to keep it quiet.
Oh, no! Really?
And it's been about 3 years, and I have to admit I've done it. I mean,
I did, yeah.
Because I have a job. If it gets out, I would lose my job. And it was a totally different lifestyle for me then.
How often did you have to have sex with this guy for him to keep that secret?
Well, I would have to do things like to him, I can't really say, regulations, but things were done with my mouth.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. But I mean, he would act like he would try to flatter me into it, but then if I said no, he'd be like, listen, you something, I have this camera, like this video of you.
You car keyer.
Yeah. And he was like, and then he would be like, well, this thing was, $800, and then it was $3,000. I'm like, it's hard to, you have no power in that situation.
So how many times did he keep coming back to you saying, look, I need a little bit more,
Probably like 20.
20?
Sometimes, I would be like, I just had dental surgery, or, I faked accidents. I had a severe kidney problem. I'd make things up just to, get him off my back for a while, but...
Literally.
Crazy. Yeah, literally.
So how did it finally end? How did you finally say, okay, that's it, no more,
It hasn't.
It hasn't yet.
I moved cities. And I got my number changed, and, I got a new car. But he still finds a way to find me every once in a while. He'll send me, an email.
So until you get that tape from him, I mean, you just keep you have to run. Why don't you just on the very next time go, okay, this is it. Give me the tape and it's over.
Well, I mean, the truth is that the statute of limitations on the crime is about to be up.
But you know what? The crime is you're not going to jail for this.
Yeah, what
would
happen?
I don't know, but it still sucks to have to pay.
You're not even going to get a ticket.
I was going to say, it sucks to do what you do, but I guess it does. But, I mean, I would rather pay than have to do what you've been doing 20, 30 times.
Yeah.
Wow.
At this point, it's very much worth it for me just to pay.
Yeah, I'd say. Oh. Well, I mean, how far out are you from that statute of limitations?
A lawyer friend of mine said it's actually probably just about up, because it happened March of 2002. This happened.
And so it's a 3-year statute?
I haven't done a lot of research, because it's kind of embarrassing to be like, hey, how long is it before you can keep them a car and wuzzle it clean?
Wow.
But I mean, just so you know, if the damage was $800 and you've been with them 20 times, you're getting $40 a pop, literally.
Yeah. So I'm like the lowest paid whore in Atlanta, really.
Oh, don't say that about yourself.
Oh, man.
I'm sure there's some cheaper.
Checkaway's going, nope, I haven't found one cheaper.
No, I mean, I've got the lowest moral standards of anyone in this room, and I'm offended by that. I mean, I don't know what's worse. I mean, the fact that you would key someone's car, like, really bothers me. But then the fact that this guy would blackmail you for... I mean, if I found a woman that keyed my car, I'd rather smack her upside the head than sleep with her.
Yeah, he gets some pleasure out of it. But, you know, the worst part is it wasn't even, like... I was so drunk, I didn't even, like, deliberately key it. I, like, swooped my arm across it.
It's no wonder why women are falling over themselves to get to you. I'd rather smack her on the head
than sleep with her.
Than sleep with her.
I would have preferred that.
Ashley, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
If I were you, I would just apply to dude stations.
Dude, I was taking a moral stance on that.
That was your moral stance? I'd rather hit her?
No, I don't. I'm not saying I'd rather. What I'm saying is I can't believe the guy. Like, I wouldn't sleep with somebody that keyed my car. I'd be really upset with them.
You'd think so, right? That's pretty standard, yeah.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't blackmail anybody, and you're getting on my case.
No, well, I mean, I think it was more the hitting of women, slap her in the head than I would take the money.
Well, I'm not advocating violence against women. Let's not turn that into that.
Suzanne, you too are on the voice disguiser, not your real name. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
That's going to be a tough call to beat, I got to tell you.
No. My situation was I went to Tadlock City on spring break with a roommate of mine from college, and I'm not a drinker, and we got tore up every single day that we were there. And I actually slept with somebody on the trip, somebody from my college.
Mm-hmm.
And she knew about it because it was in the same room that we were all in. Well, when we came back, I had already been engaged to someone else.
Oops.
And, when we came back, she had wanted to take me all the time to her hometown of Louisiana. And I would say no, because she wanted me to hook up with her cousin. And I kept saying no. Well, when we came back from the trip, she had this over me. And she kept saying, I'm going to take you on this trip to Louisiana. And if you don't go, I'm going to tell. So I ended up going and was forced to hook up with somebody else while there. So I hooked up with somebody twice, and both times he never found out about it, and she to this day still blasphemes me about it. Even when we were moving out, she took all of my clothing, underwear, everything, and I was going to call the cops, and she wrote me a letter telling me, I cannot call the cops, because if you do, I am going to tell.
What's up, Melissa?
I just want to ask her just to define force to hook up with somebody in Louisiana. Like, you took the trip down there with your roommate, and what is force to hook up with them?
She was blackmailed into it.
Yeah, this blackmail was part of that, too?
Right.
Yes, definitely. I did not like the person, but he liked me from previous visits, and he wanted to get together with me. And for some reason, she thought it was a good idea and that we would be friends. We would start dating or something. And she forced me to go down there, and she said, you have to, and so I did. And I thought that would be the end of it, but it certainly didn't turn out that way.
So you had to have sex with this person?
Yes, I did.
She's the lowest paid whore in Atlanta. The other girl was at least getting $40 a pop. She's doing it for free.
You got nothing. Right, thank you. All right, last call here. Voice disguiser, not your real name. Good morning, Melanie. Hi.
How are y'all?
Good, thank you.
Well, I was a sophomore in college, and I had been dating this guy for a year that my parents absolutely despised him, and that was probably half the reason that I was dating him. After a year, he started turning a little crazy, but before that year, we had made a tape together. Well, needless to say, my parents found out that I was still dating him. they threatened to cut me off, and they were my only, well, I had a job, but they were my only real financial support to pay my way through school. I had not saved any money or anything like that, and so he found out that they wanted me to stop seeing him, and he said if I did not, if I stopped seeing him, if we broke it off, that he was going to send my parents the tape.
Oh, whoa, stakes are high.
Oh, wow.
Needless to say, I had a friend in the police department, and I had a lookout, and I broke into his apartment and stole the tape.
Oh, and wow.
Prayed to God that it was the only copy.
And was it the only copy?
It hasn't turned up so far.
Wow. Wow.
That, you know what? Remember that. When you have stress in your life, at least there's not a chance that someone's going to send a tape of you having sex with someone to your mom and dad.
Oh, think about that.
Like, whatever's stressing you out,
yeah,
that ain't going to happen.
Could there
to
be
you.
Anything worse than that? And then you break into the house and get the tape. It's like right out of a movie.
Well, there's nothing worse than having your parents. Well, first of all, they hated him anyway. And then for them to know that you're having sex and then to actually see it, that could there's nothing worse I can think of.
No, there could be nothing more uncomfortable than that. You're right. Thank you for calling.
Jeff, did you get any ideas?
Yeah, apparently I don't need a trench coat and manila envelopes. But I do need a cousin in Louisiana.
The Bert Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.